despite the departure, this is very significant and it gets a bit complicated. I'll see if I can make it simple. Of two Chinese bidders, New South Wales Poles and Wires electricity distributor Ausgrid is, of course, a plum asset. It will find a buyer, and hopefully that buyer will be a local buyer. But plum asset or not, Ausgrid and other electricity assets may soon not be worth quite as much as they were in the past. Because Energy Minister Josh Frydenberg, and Frydenberg's great asset is he has brains. He has moved to end this existing appeals process, which allows power companies like Ausgrid to appeal against electricity prices set by an outfit called the Australian Energy Regulator. In other words, to make you pay more. The regulator determines what price these outfits can charge you. It determines what Ausgrid can charge you for distributing electricity along the New South Wales East Coast. But in 2008, power companies were granted the right to appeal, this is Labor, against prices set by the regulator. And since 2008, they've mounted successful appeals. So they've been able to increase prices by a total of $3.3 billion, which hits you in the hip pocket. In fact, an appeal from 10 power companies, including Ausgrid and Essential Energy, is currently being heard by the federal court. Now, these power companies want the court to allow them to charge consumers, you and me, electricity transmission costs, that is, to get the electricity from them to you, $8 billion over 5 years, above the price set by the regulator. You would have to pay. $8 billion over 5 years. That would equate to over $300 a year increase in the average electricity bill. Well, Frydenberg's the new minister. He said yesterday, well, we're going to have to get some advice here about scrapping the appeals process altogether. Very, very sensible move. Needs to be implemented sooner rather than later.